This is Michael Angley with a daily update for Monday, June 26, 2017. The Supreme Court is allowing a limited version of Donald Trump's travel ban. The court said that the ban on Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen can be enforced. The justices will hear arguments in the case in October. It is a Donald Trump victory and also America's victory. The 120-day ban on refugees is also being allowed. So basically, this is preserving national security, and the Supreme Court said that national security outweighs any hardships from people who are denied entry. This is the important part of America First, is that our security, our national security, our personal security is all going to be helped by this. Maybe it won't thwart every terrorist attack that's going to come our way, but it's going to help us, especially now since you have thousands of ISIS fighters trying to get into the United States to kill Americans. So the Supreme Court will also hear the case of a gay couple versus a baker who is religious and refused to make a wedding cake for them. And in my view, as far as the law is concerned, the baker has no grounds to stand on. It is total discrimination. The baker has the right not to be gay. By his religion, he has the right not to be gay. By free speech, he has the right not to be gay, but he does not have the right to discriminate against a gay couple or anybody else for that matter. His name is Jack Phillips, and he owns a business in Colorado called Masterpiece Cake Shop, and he says that it is interfering with his First Amendment rights. But the burden of proof is on him, because it does not affect his religion. It does not affect him personally. He is providing a service for the community. People come in, they get baked goods. It is not up to him what those people are. It's just up to him to bake the cake and sell it to them. But if you start placating everyone's crazy religious demands, where does it end? How about the Catholic that won't sell you condoms? How about the Jewish person, a Muslim, that won't sell you ham? You know, where does it end? Then we have people who take jobs with companies, and those companies do things like sell alcohol, and that might interfere with people's personal beliefs. Then we have Muslim truck drivers that sued and won because they took a job with a company. They said it's against their religion to deliver alcohol, and then that judge gave it to them, and that's an appeals court. But wow, that was under Barack Obama, and that's the kind of lunacy that happened under him. So BMW is adding 1,000 jobs at its South Carolina plant, investing $600 million. It will boost BMW's annual production by 450,000 vehicles in the U.S. Of course, we remember when Donald Trump threatened BMW and said, hey, any cars you ship into the U.S., I'm going to put a 35% tax on those cars. So here we have American workers going back to work with high-paying jobs, and it's good for our country, it's good for everything all the way around. An ex-Obama aide, Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin, says that Donald Trump is quicker and more decisive. He says that things have changed all for the good, all for the better. So I think that we see a lot of good things happening in this country right now. There is no reason to be negative whatsoever. And I think it's all about America First. Once we can stand on our feet and we get people back to work, we can help anybody, anytime, anywhere. But we need to help ourselves right now. Because in the last 8 years, this country was run into the ground, in my view, on purpose. Today is National Beautician's Day. It's a day to get your hair done. It's a day to get your nails done. It's a day to do all that stuff. Of course, there's a lot of guys out there into manscaping and Botox and whatever, and I think all that is absolutely ridiculous. But today's the day to go out and thank that beautician for making you beautiful. Maybe you're beautiful anyway without the beautician. Today is National Chocolate Pudding Day. Who doesn't love chocolate pudding, man? You know, and the best chocolate pudding is the one that you make, is the one that you cook on the stove. Forget that instant crap. It's disgusting. You know, make it yourself. Make it on the stove. Put it in the fridge. Have it with some whipped cream. Chocolate pudding day for you and me. Today is canoe day. Of course, canoes are unbelievably dangerous. I have friends that have lost their lives in a canoe, and canoes are something that tip very easily. If a boat goes by, it could capsize it easily. But you know what? For people that like them, take your canoe, go out, have a good time, but be safe. Today is also Please Take My Children to Work Day, because of course it's the beginning of summer, kids are home from school. If they're not going to camps, they're annoying the crap out of their parents, and then the parents are like, do anything to get them out of the house, please take my kids, please, 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 you know what I mean? So that's the day for that. Take someone's kid to work with you, and then take the burden off of that person. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Monday, June 26, 2017, on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christian.